well, here we are.
All right, slap free. No, actually, we're slap full now. Can somebody slap a number on this, baby?
This is episode number 265.
Okay, look at the left-hand side of the couch. This is your cam speaking. On the left-hand side, you're going to see the Fasheen Mountains. These are famous here in California, and they have a purple hue to them you will see. And that's from all the weed that these hillbillies smoke out here. So it's that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just leaving Calaveras Celtic Festival 2024, obviously. But do we slap a number on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
265.
Is that there? Okay. And then look at the horses. See, this is weird. Out here in California, these are called horses. It's so strange. In Texas, we call them cows. And backing up before that, we played in Rancho Cucamonga, Mustang Sally's. Before that, we played Lake Havasu Mustang Sally's. We did First Friday in Lake Havasu City. We did Good Time Charlie's in Chandler. So I'm kind of going back in time here as we like to do here on Slap and Cast. And I'm just blown away. We had a wonderful festival. I thought it was a big success. It was a lot of miles. We've got a 25 hours plus ahead of us.
Yeah.
Right now. And so without boring everybody with the details, with all the fun stuff, we did have good sound. We wonderful staff, wonderful venue. It's our second time playing in Sonora. Well, it wasn't actually in Sonora. The first time we played was in Sonora, and not nearly as well organized and as fun as this one. But we've had just perfect weather. Like I say, the festival was tremendous. We played Saturday, Sunday. We played Mustang Sally's a couple of nights. And I think we'll be going back there on a regular basis. And First Friday was probably my favorite of this trip.
Yeah.
Just because it was, like, again, stunning weather. Lake Havasu, terminal stopping grounds, old stopping grounds, and Race Jones putting us up in a palace. I just can't. I can't tell you how fun that was.
He saved the day big time.
Yeah.
This trip.
We also lost Chad Smallpox to the aforementioned Smallpox. 2 days, actually 4 days, of 100 plus fever and itching and crying. And
while playing, how many shows are they playing while it's going on? Two? Just two shows, right?
Well, Let's just say you were there.
Most of the Mustang Shelly shows they played.
Shelly?
Mustang Shelly.
Yes.
Mustang Shelly's in Lake Havasu, and then the pickup gig we got while I was still sick for the next day. And Rancho Cucamonga, which you already mentioned, which turned out to be really fun. I mean, I felt like crap, but it was still a really great show because the audience was so cool. Really great bar. I mean, I was not, you walk in there, it just looks like any old little hole in the wall bar, but
it is not.
I thought the staff and the clientele were just top notch. Cool.
Yeah, Siobhan, the owner, is she from Lake Havasu?
I don't think so.
No, but she's let's just call her a Turbo fan. But she is, it was just great because we got to meet people from all over, people that have been following Blackguards for years, all over California. And that's what was just tremendous for us. Meeting those people again. Some people came out to the Calaveras Celtic Festival that we haven't seen since the last time we were in California. And they brought old t-shirts, we signed them, we got pictures, we met some great people. And Tony, our MC, was just that's a world-class level MC. We've had MC, people that have that spot kind of go read off a sheet and then sit down and have a beer. Tony would walk the halls, talk to the vendors, interview the vendors on the microphone, the wireless, and loves the event, really cared, took time to learn about the bands and to come out, no script, just came out and wing it, and voice for radio. I mean, that guy was made, tailor-made for voiceover acting or whatever, but the reason why I like him so much is he's a king of coffee out here on the West Coast. So we're going to be doing that. Hopefully we'll be doing something with him. He gave us a couple of things for the ride home. This is not affiliated with him, but he just gets a lot of product and gave us a bunch of stuff to go. The coffee, we hit some really, really wonderful coffee spots. Revive Coffee in Sonora. Woo! Good stuff. Also, the coffee at the festival was wonderful today.
Yeah, it was like Sage something.
For every, I forget what the numbers are, but for every X amount they donate to a food charity, and they have donated over 200,000 pounds of food to charity, that one coffee place. If you're new to Slabbercast, welcome. If you've been with us for a while, welcome. But we're coffee snobs. We're definitely into our caffeine and our we don't go to the corporate places. We try to find the people that are doing the real. We'll look up the coffee that was there today, because the line never let up. The line for that coffee shop never let up.
Yeah.
And one taste and you're hooked.
Yeah, she worked her butt off, dude.
Yeah.
That owner lady?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So, give me highlights, gents.
What Vegas do you got? Was pretty fun.
Vegas was really fun. Forgot about Vegas. Thank you very much.
We played with other bands.
Backstage Billiards and Bar.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Check out the photographs.
Played with the Bog Trotters Union and Wolfhounds.
Wolfhounds and?
Two members of which we already met.
Yeah.
Bob and Mike from Guilty by Association.
Yep.
Good old Mike. It's great to see him again.
Yeah, Mike Janoff, great kid, great singer, great frontman, wants to do some work out in Texas with us.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if we should mention Matt.
Who? Ferris.
Tour bus, yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, how we're going to have a competition?
Well, I don't know. Among Turbo's many friends, we got to meet Matt Farris, who's a country singer. Very, very good. Now, I tell you, Matt's got a spark. Matt's got something that I have not heard in a while from that genre. It's the
freeway.
Yeah. Matt's music has... You can check him out yourself if you're interested, but it's Matt Farris, F-A-R-R-I-S.
Yep.
It's... He's got a nice bite to his music. What I mean by that is, it's not, that Texas country got very, very hot for a moment. You know, all they sang about was fucking Shiner Bock and barbecue. And it drove me up the wall, because every song, you could just tell, when that was coming up in the song. So I checked out some of Matt's music, and great singer, but I love the way that he composes. I love the way that he uses lyrics and he uses the music very well. He's not, if you're into the country music, I would definitely check him out. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. So he sang a couple songs at my brother's wedding on this tour.
Your brother got married?
Yeah.
Where?
Phoenix.
Oh, did you
remember?
Yeah. What's his name? Greg?
Craig.
Congratulations, Craig.
Yep.
And Laura. Craig and Laura.
I got a new sister now.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We got taken off a day tour, going to the wedding, and then back on the road.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was a busy time. You guys look pretty nice. What's that? Yeah, we got to meet Craig. He came out in Chandler. We got to meet him a good time. Charlie's, he came out.
Yep. So we got to meet both. We got to see both brothers on this tour.
You met Kurt too.
We got to meet Kurt.
Kurt, he came out to the second Mustang Sally's. And he danced a jig in front of us at Kilt, which is another another story.
Tell the story, Chad. Tell him. Tell him.
Well, you made a joke from the stage, just off the cuff, one of your typical things. You were doing shout-outs to Kurt throughout the night, and at one point you said, "Kurt, I don't know if he's going to do his usual dance, whatever, just totally making it up off the cuff." Yeah, typical thing you do to try to embarrass somebody. What was his name?
Mike.
Mike, yeah, the guy who worked there. He comes up and he goes, "Is he going to dance?" And I was like, "Oh, no, it's just a joke." And he has this cheap, you know, party kilt in a bag that he pulled out of the back from their leftover Patty's Day stuff, I guess. So before I could explain to him that it was just a joke, he runs over there and gives it to Kurt. And I could see the discussion from across the room. And Kurt initially is like, you can see from his body language, he's like, "Oh, no, no." And then he actually does put the kilt on, not removing his pants at the same time. Wraps the kilt on.
Unfortunately, ladies.
Yeah, and then he comes out, and it's just two or three times, I think his friend was telling him, "Go back out there." He came out, and I think twice. He jumped around a little bit, and then he went back.
I cracked me up.
It was so great.
It threw me completely off. Yeah. That was great. That's so great to meet him. That's Turbo's identical twin.
And former bandmate. Yep. Several different bands.
Yeah. Yep.
Almost every band you were in before, right? When Kurt was in, right? Most of them?
About half of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't in Five Pine Mary or Log Up or Dog Carver's Hill.
That was great. I hadn't met Craig before?
Yeah.
At Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I hadn't met Kurt before, yeah.
No, it was first time meeting Kurt. Yeah. I've been harassing Turbo for many, many, many moons about meeting Kurt. I want to meet him, I want to meet him, I want to meet him.
Maybe you did. You didn't know it, dude.
No, I know. I know. He doesn't talk.
We also...
Hey.
Ouch.
It's worth
also, me. I think, Tammy. Tammy put us up, too.
Tammy, my God. That... Her palace. That's all we did was just stay and just hype. I mean, hype for a little bit.
We got spoiled.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous swimming pool and...
We pulled up, she's like, "Just go in the back," you know, because she wasn't there yet. And so we're in this backyard, and I'm like, "Are we in the right place?"
Yeah.
I sent her that picture. "Just letting you know we're here." It's more like...
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the longer we sat there, we realized she had a dog, because you could see the, you know, dog stuff around. She finally came home, and we met the dog, and the dog was there the whole time. It just didn't bark because it's just the sweetest dog. It's just not territorial at all.
She was shocked by that.
She just loves everybody. She was shocked that she wasn't barking at us?
Yeah, she was like, "The dog wasn't barking?"
That's interesting.
Because remember she said, "I'm sorry that the dog was barking." And we're like,
"Huh?
The dog's here?" Like, we didn't even know the dog was there.
That's funny. I didn't...
No, the dog was completely...
That's wild. Yeah, he was...
docile. I mean, I just loved him.
Yeah.
I think it knew it was going to get donuts the next day.
Yeah, and if you guys have missed it, by the way...
Who's winning the competition? Huh? 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 Come on.
Say it.
Thought it was going to be a landslide, dude.
I did. I just.
Yeah.
Some of you will already be aware that there was a competition going on, a donut debate, if you will, a deviant donut debate that went on the first week of the tour. And we settled it before we left Chandler. So that
nothing is settled.
Well,
nothing is settled. We've just been dealing with girls. It's just been nothing but women.
The piece de resistance, anyway, was filmed in Chandler before we left. We had actual samples.
We have
of
a plus one on our band taste test, but that's not what it was. It was a vote. It was a cut. Right now online, Blueberry's winning. And the best, it's been a Blueberry theme the whole tour. Like everything's Blueberry.
Yeah. Bagels.
I felt like you gave me the trophy though yesterday when you're like, "Hey, I got everybody bagels and they're blueberry."
Yeah. So you're getting this last game.
Nice change of subject.
Yeah,
it's all right. Dude.
This shit.
Worth mentioning too. In Vegas, we had our Ireland contingent and loyal Slappercast listeners.
Yes, Emily, happy birthday, Emily.
Emily and Larry showed up, and Mary.
Mary, don't forget Mary.
Yep.
Jackie and Dan.
Yeah.
We had Nikki and Fred, of course, came to see us. And Chandler.
Yeah.
They also came to Ireland with us. Robert McQuaid. You know, I guess you said we met him first in San Diego.
Yeah. He's a second guitar,
came to see us in Rancho Cucamonga.
They're related to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And that Drew and his boys came out, my brother.
That was a trip, seeing them, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just, you know, just, these tours are so fun because we got it down as far as the, you know, what it takes to get there, the amount of time that you need, the amount of time allotted to, you know, for, again, saved our ass from bringing a PA because the second Mustang Sally show didn't have a PA and able to run it. This trip was definitely up there with ones that are as fun as, and, you know, as, it's a huge boost for us to be able to come out and do this so we can blaze that trail, you know, and, you know, reacquaint ourselves with the people, you know, out here, booking agents and clubs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we can do it again. But it was definitely high up on this, you know, as far as places to go, people see and all that. So we got Paddy's Day coming up, as you know. So we got a couple of shows on Saturday the 16th in Dallas. One in Dallas, one in Louisville. Then we got all day, all night, the biggest Paddy's Day in the world ever, yeah, at O'Bannon's Tap House. No cover charge, all day, all night. I'm every year I get so excited.
Yeah. A lot of fun stuff happening in the latter half of this month.
Yeah.
The Grand Stafford Theater in Bryan. We've got Houston Botanic Garden on Easter Sunday. We've got Bernhardt Winery.
Yeah.
Got T-Bone Tom's.
All these places we haven't been in a long time. It just feels like we've been off for a year.
Yeah.
But we have a week.
Cool deal.
Yeah.
Was that a shot, guys?
I think so.
It's a quick one.
That's all right. I don't think that they're... We do have a brand new t-shirt coming out. So look for that. We are going to have them online. As usual, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. There will be more. And we're going to have some friends of ours on here ASAP. I would like to get Tony on here and talk about coffee a little bit.
That would be cool.
Just because the last, you know, having the coffee the last time was so much fun. And
yeah.
Such a good... Anyway, so thank you all for tuning in. And welcome to California. Lovely to have you.
See ya.
Yeah.
Cheers.